您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A foreigner fainted on the Beijing subway and locals rushed to help. On Sina Weibo, internet users started a different kind of discussion. That is, what would happen if it was a Chinese passenger who passed out in that same situation. 一位外国乘客在北京地铁里晕倒了，路人立刻伸出了援手。这样的新闻让人在冬日里感受到了一丝丝暖意，但也有微博网友发出了疑问，如果是国人在地铁里晕倒，故事会怎么样发展呢？ Okay, first of all, what happened in the Beijing subway that day?
So there was a foreigner who suddenly fainted and fell on the ground at the Taiyangong station of Subway Line 10 in Beijing.Loads of people came to help him. A girl dialed an emergency number. A man gave him his jacket. A lady pressed his acupuncture points. I don't know how much that actually helped. And someone got him a cup of water. It sounds like a feel-good story. You know, a bunch of people gathering around to help out one lonely Lawai in Beijing. But there's been a lot of debate about this on Weibo, about would they have done the same thing?Had it been a local Chinese. Now, I've got quite a bit I'd want to say about this, but I've got to defer to Liu Yan first. Liu Yan, answer the question for me. What would have happened if it had been a young a Chinese man of any age fainting on the subway?
Well, call me cynical here. Okay. I think if it was purely a Chinese person, and that Chinese person doesn't have anything special about him, meaning he's not extra rich or he's not extra famous or whatever, this probably wouldn't even make the news in the first place. So we wouldn't, know what happened.
Yes, that's a good point. Because I've been helping old grannies to cross the street to pick up grocery. That never makes to
headlines.
Yes. So I think that is a valid answer to, you know, what might happen. And Sam, you are ready to say something.
I'm the complete opposite. I mean, I actually agree with Liu Yan, but I'm not as cynical about the story itself. Because to me...This presents a problem that I see quite a bit in Europe. Now, I'm not going to stereotype with my next same statement and say that all British people are this way. I'm only talking about certain instances that I've seen throughout my life of British and Chinese people interacting each other. And I have seen a few instances where British people can be quite proud, a little bit arrogant, and have the quote-unquote...Everyone should speak English attitude. And they, in Britain, I think, Haiying, people aren't surprised when you speak English. They expect you to speak English in England, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
But in China, it's a completely different culture. There's an allowance given here. A lot of Chinese people look at a foreigner and they don't expect him to speak Chinese or understand China or be able to look after himself even. And I think that's why there's been an extra level of care here. I'd also want to quickly point out that, remember, Liu Yan, He Yang and me could all be sitting in the subway in London.And a third-person bystander could look at us and assume that we're all British. They'd probably assume He Yang's American because of the way she speaks English. But, but the point I'm trying to articulate here is that because we're so ethnically diverse, you can look any which way and still be a British citizen. Whereas in China, you see a Lawai, you don't have to look twice. You know he's a Lawai. And I think all of these contribute to why these people were so willing to help this particular foreigner, who, by the way, looked a lot like a tourist. You know, the shorts, the backpack, slightly older gentleman, didn't look like he was attending a business meeting in Beijing. He looked like someone who had just arrived here.
Yeah, I completely agree with the core point Sam just raised. We Chinese...basically just assume that if you are a foreigner, you probably can't speak very good Chinese. So in order to get around, in order to do anything, basically, we need to help you with that.
Yeah, and I think Chinese people are very friendly in the sense that I think we're very willing to help if there is, a difficulty that maybe somebody is enduring. And our...
I think it's important to state that the stem of the positive attitude in China is partially due to the lack of an ethnic diversity here. So in England, because we've seen so many people from different backgrounds mm-hmm. who have grown up with us and gone to our schools, we assume that everybody should just be able to look after themselves. And because of how the media publicizes how English is, quote unquote, the most important language in the world, we expect people to all speak our language. But in China, it's not the same case. And it is a positive. It's a lack of courtesy and care. Mm-hmm. And I want to go as far to say respect for someone that's willing to, you know, come to your country and has a personal interest mm-hmm. and wants to find out a bit more about China. From an international relations standpoint, I view this as quite a big positive.
I think that's a very tricky point, because I've lived and worked in New York City, so as far as diversity goes, that probably beats everywhere else. So, like London, people just assume you are a local person, even though you look completely Chinese and completely different from them, but they don't expect to offer you any help just because you look different from them. That might be actually a good thing, as far as I'm concerned, because, see, our assumption here is, because you're a foreigner, because you don't speak the language, so we need to help you. Mm-hmm. But what if you are able of speaking Chinese, and you are capable of taking care of good care of yourself? And if you happen to have a very strong sense of self, then you might actually get defended. Like, why should you assume I don't know anything about Chinese culture? Why should you assume that I don't speak Chinese at all? I can perfectly take good care of myself.
That's a very good point. And I spent over a decade, you know, learning Chinese and getting to a point where I could be considered, again, quote unquote, proficient. And it's taken me a lot of work. And I'd like people, you know, to recognize that I've taken that step and that interest to be in China. I don't think there should be a double standard here, which I think is the point that Liu Yin is alluding to. And if you look at Japan, which is a great example of this, you have the oji-san, the mm-hmm. uncles, the elderly gentlemen that work in the metro and in the streets in Tokyo. They're really good and really friendly, and they try to help you as much as possible. I remember when I was in Tokyo, I asked where the restroom was, and he actually walked me there. And he would have done the same thing for a Japanese local. Mm-hmm. And the point I'm trying to point out is here, he's not just being nice to me because I'm a foreigner. He would have been as nice to anyone from any country who's visiting Tokyo or who's a local. And I think that's really important, that we're equal in our attitudes to everyone.
Yes, and our WeChat listeners have something to say regarding this topic too. There is Lee question mark. Hello there. He or she is saying that as long as it's not an older person, the story should be the same. It's probably the same version. That's another interesting point, as some of the internet users that have started this discussion of what about the Chinese version of the story have been alluding to that point too. Do you think this issue has anything to do with this guy getting help?
I think if you analyze it, the possibility of people not wanting to help because of the whole Pengzi idea is certainly there. But I think in this particular case, people probably didn't think that much. They just saw some foreigner and they wanted to help. That was their first instinct.
And I think we do, as a society, need to get over the whole Pengzi issues. We need to put it behind us and really look forward and evolve as a society.
Yes, and once Pengzi is not the only thing that's getting into the news and getting this false impression, that I think it's being magnified to some extent.